Do you need help protecting your finances as you enter retirement? David Dickens of KC Financial Advisors has got you covered. Welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast.
Another edition of the Cover Your Assets KC podcast is here. Walter Storholt alongside David Dickens. He's the president and wealth advisor of KC Financial Advisors, serving you throughout the Kansas City area with an office in Overland Park. You can find more information about the show and about David Dickens online by going to coveryourassetskc.com. That's coveryourassetskc.com. David, we've got a great show on tap for today. We're going to talk about some of the headlines that we've seen over the past couple of months that kind of caused us to raise our eyebrows a little bit, or to, you know, ponder certain things in the financial world a little bit more in depth, and some rule changes and those kinds of things. So we're going to take a look at what's been happening in the headlines a little bit. And also, we've got a great question from John today. John wondering about the potential of a long down period in the market. And he has some concerns about that to ask you. So we'll tackle his question all ahead on today's show. Is the exciting part about this is, you know, we focus very often, David, on one particular topic. I like today, we're going to just dabble in a few different areas of the financial world. So this should be fun. You all set to go?
Good. I'm all set.
All right. Perfect. So David Walker, if you're not familiar with his name, and you're listening to the show today, by the way, is the former Comptroller General of the United States. David Walker says that the federal spending is completely out of control and that there is no party of fiscal responsibility in America anymore. So my question for you, David, is financial advisor, are there any financial planning implications to this in your mind?
Sure there are. There's a lot of them. And just by way of backfill, if, as you're listening to this podcast today, you say, well, I've never heard of David Walker. Well, as Walter said, he was former Comptroller General of the United States. He worked under the first President Bush and under Clinton. And if you Google him, you will find some fantastic YouTube videos of him making speeches and talks about this very topic.
He's pretty well respected in the financial world, right?
Very well respected. He, at the time, and probably today, knows more about Social Security. He was on the board of Social Security. He's in the CPA Hall of Fame. This guy gets it.
And Wait a second. Is there such a thing as the CPA Hall of Fame? Or did you make that up?
No, I did not make that up. Believe it or not, he's in there.
That's amazing.
And so I can kind of synopsize. Actually, I won't. You can listen to those YouTubes yourself. But here's what I think the implications are. We currently have a $21 trillion debt in this country, and we're growing it by about a trillion a year, and that's during a recovery period. So you can extrapolate that out as far as you want to see, but we show no willingness to reduce spending. Anytime we're in a recession, that $1 trillion a year is going to grow to at least $2 trillion a year, because tax revenues go down in a recession. And the money we spend to support people who are having a tough time goes up in a recession. So David Walker would tell you, in the next 10 or 15 years, $21 trillion of debt is going to end up being $40 or $50 trillion of debt. And so that is going to mean one thing in his mind, and I totally agree with this. Your taxes are going up. Now, the Congressional Budget Office and David Walker would both independently tell you that your taxes are going to double. Your tax rates are going to double. And you scratch your head going, how could that possibly be? But if you look back to the 1960s in the United States, our tax rates were double of what they are now. So you today in America are living at historically low tax rates. The better you do during your work life, the more money you're going to have for retirement. The more money you have in retirement, the bigger target you are going to be wearing. So don't forget that in retirement, every penny you pull out of your IRA or your 401k, whether it was the initial deposit or all the growth, every penny of that is taxed as ordinary income, not as capital gains, no preference at all. It's at your highest marginal tax bracket. So the financial planning implication of what David Walker is talking about is that if you're doing well for yourself, your taxes are very likely to be higher in the future, maybe a higher tax rate than you were paying while you were working.
It's a scary proposition for a lot of folks who might have a lot of exposure to those tax increases potentially in the future, David. And I think that kind of jives with our second headline. And this is kind of one of those headlines for, in case you missed it, this was really more of an end of 2018 headline, but kind of an important time to recognize this maybe now so that you have time to react to it this year. And it's kind of good news here, but again, it goes hand in hand with our first headline we were discussing. The IRS announced that this year, the contribution limit for IRAs and 401ks is going up. They're increasing the amount you can contribute. So I guess my question to extrapolate out of that information, David, is if we were maxing out our contributions in the past, or we've kind of had that as a goal, should we automatically assume that we should increase to the new threshold?
So let me just backfill and say, here's exactly what the new thresholds are. This is the first time they've been increased since 2013. So your IRA contribution can be up to $6,000. In 2019. Another $6,000 for your spouse if you have one. If you're over 50, you can do $7,000 because they allow this $1,000 catch up. If you've got a 401k or a 403b or a 457, or maybe you're a government worker and you have the TSP, that $18,500 is now up to $19,000 a year you can put in that. And if you're over 50, you can add $6,000 to that, so up to $25,000. So that's what the landscape looks like. Then the question is, should you? That was the question you asked, Walter. Well, should we take advantage of that? I'd say this, always keep saving. So we did a podcast in our archive here, and if you didn't hear it, I think it'd be worth going back to listen to. It was kind of sort of a foolproof way to retire well off. And one of those things was save 10% of your income until you retire. Well, one great way to save it is in one of these plans at work, because it comes out of your paycheck before you even see the paycheck. So it's automatic savings. But what you got to remember is, and we just talked about it in the David Walker headline, every penny you save in your 401k, you basically have a partner in that retirement plan, and that partner is the IRS. They just haven't told you how much of your 401k they want yet, because they can move your tax rates up or down, theoretically, but they can move them up while you're in retirement. So what's the alternative? Well, there are things called Roth IRAs and Roth 401ks, and a lot of employers offer Roth 401ks. There are really good reasons to use that tax-free saving vehicle for certain employees. We can't cover all of those in a 12 to 15 minute podcast. Maybe we will just do that in a standalone podcast at some point, but you would want to get some really good advice from somebody who understands your tax liability when you retire versus your tax liability now, because that Roth 401k at your office or opening up a Roth IRA outside of your office might be your best way of saving those additional dollars.
That's helpful, David, and I think important to be thinking about this year. Is it wise for you to contribute that extra? Are there other ways that you can utilize that money? Always good to get that information and realize that, like many things in the financial world, the answer for you might be different than the person next door. And we always need to remember that as well. That's a little bit of what's happening in the news, but David, let's take a moment to open up the mailbag.
It's time for the mailbag. We want to hear from you.
We've got a good question that comes to us from John. John writing in from Leawood. If you'd like to submit a question that can be featured on a future show, go to coveryourassetskc.com. That's coveryourassetskc.com. John says, if we enter into a long down period in the market, what will be the best approach for someone nearing retirement? I'm almost to that point and trying to figure out how to best position myself these final few working years.
Okay, so John, and frankly, anybody listening, it's early 2019 as Walter and I are doing this podcast. So right now we're thinking about last December, which was the worst December for the stock market since 1931. And that probably precipitated John's question, which is, well, wait a minute, I've only got a couple of years to go here. Should I be doing something different? So John, I would say this, keep contributing first and foremost, like we discussed just a couple minutes ago in the prior little mini segment. make sure you check your allocations as to how that money is invested. This is really, really important. Most people that I talk to select their allocations based on how these individual funds that they can put money into, how they've done over the last year or two. Well, if they were in stocks, in other words, fairly high risk, well, they're going to be the ones that did the best. And you will likely find that you are way over allocated to the stock market. So is that good or is that bad? Well, this bull market that we're in, an upward market, started 10 years ago this coming March. That's pretty long for a bull market. So I would tell you this, if you look at your 401k and your allocation, and if you don't think that you can withstand a 30 to 40% loss on the monies that you have invested in stocks, in the stock mutual funds that you have money in, then you probably have way too much risk, especially this late in the bull market cycle. So get some help from someone. Make sure at a minimum that you understand exactly how that money's invested. And if you're that close to retirement, you would want to take a really hard look at how that money is allocated, and especially what percentage do I have in the stock market. There's a really high probability, John, that it's too high. So the other thing I would say is you got to be prepared mentally. All of us listening to this podcast need to be prepared mentally for a long, rough patch in the stock market. Why do I say that? I sent out an email to my clients 2 weeks ago talking about average bear market downturns. And here are just two quick stats that I want you to tuck away in your brain. So we're 3 months into this downturn, and arguably now it's been down 20%, so it arguably is described now as a bear market. Since 1929, there have been 29 bear markets, and 12 of them occurred where there was no recession, and the average downturn was almost 30%. So that tells me we probably have further to go. But if this coincides with a recession, there have been 17 of those, the average downturn is 42%. So what does that mean to John, or what does that mean to you as you're listening to this? What it means is we're 3 months into this downturn, and it is very likely going to last another 9-12 months. So you just need to be prepared. If you're over-allocated to stocks, then your account values are going to be going down much more than you want them to. And since we're so early on, this is a good time to take a reality check and say, do I have too much risk in my portfolio?
We all need a dose of reality, I think, when it comes to our own financial planning and our own financial lives from time to time. Sometimes you're too close to it. You know, I had some work done on the house recently, David. We'd had some electrical work done, and it was probably a project I could have done on my own. But since they were here installing some recess lights and just, you know, kind of making some upgrades to the home, we wanted to upgrade the front entrance lights. And so, you know, just, you know, it's the things that greet you, and they were old and rusty from the previous, you know, owners, probably original with the house. And so I'd bought some lights and just asked if they would, you know, mount them and, you know, rewire them correctly, make sure everything's good to go while we were on vacation. We came back and I noticed it within 3 seconds that the lights weren't level. The right light was a clear 3 or 4 inches lower than the left light. And it shouldn't have been hard to, you know, make them the same height, because you could just use the piece of siding as basically your ruler as your level, and it would have kept them the exact same height. But my guess is they had so many different little things that they would work on. They were too close to the project. They just didn't even notice it, didn't even see it. Yet it was the first thing that I saw when I took a look. And I think that happens a lot, probably, you tell me, when people kind of have an outside perspective on their financial plan. Sometimes you get an outside view that's not all close into the project and staring at it, and some outside party can spot the changes and the issues that might exist.
Yeah, and a lot of times what I find is that as people are investing in these 401ks, or frankly in some rollovers, all the holdings inside of those accounts, they look like trees. So you look around and you're just like, well, everything kind of looks like a tree to me. And you can't, the old saying, you can't see the forest for the trees. Mm-hmm. You're down in the trees because you don't really know what's inside of those mutual funds. To get a 10,000 foot level view, whether it's from a professional like me or a do-it-yourselfer like you might be, you really need to make sure you know what your forest looks like, your investment forest. Because like Walter, when you came home from that, you could immediately see something was off. Well, after the next downturn, you're going to look at your portfolios and you're going to say, oh my gosh, I guess I had too much risk. Well, if Walter had been home at the time these electricians were doing the work, he would have walked out in the middle of the job and said, hey, wait a minute. Those aren't level. What you need in your portfolio right now is somebody to say, hey, wait a minute. We're at the end of a 10-year bull market. You have way too much risk. Now's the time to do that. You don't want to do it after the market is down 30 or 40% and you say, oh my gosh, wished I'd have made a change.
I was hoping you wouldn't call me out on my obvious faux pas and learning lesson of, hey, next time you have someone do work on the home, be there to supervise.
You know, everybody that listens to this podcast that is a homeowner,
they're all laughing at me right now.
Oh my gosh, I can think of a time when that happened to me.
Too funny. We live and learn in many ways. Unfortunately, if it's your financial plan, that's a lot more dire consequences if you're, you know, away on vacation while things are happening to your plan versus, you know, just having it be a crooked light. So I made out there and I'll learn my lesson for the next time. But it's great information, David, and a great perspective as well. If you've got any questions about some of the things that we talk about on the podcast from week to week, whether it be about, you know, market ups and downs, kind of like we delved into today a little bit, or maybe it's about some other element in the financial landscape. Maybe it's about an inheritance, or how can I get the best return on my money? Am I focusing on the right goals in retirement? All those kinds of questions, you can feel free to ask them to David. 913-317-1414 is your number if you're curious and want to start a conversation. 913-317-1414. And always online, very easy to get in touch or check out more information at coveryourassetskc.com. Learn as much as you can there. CoverYourAssetsKC.com. David, thanks for the help as always, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yep, I'll look forward to it, Walter. Thanks.
For David Dickens, I'm Walter Storholt. We'll talk to you next time on the Cover Your Assets KC podcast. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and KC Financial Advisors are independent of each other.